Same service, different cost. That troubling reality is a fact for consumers who have procedures at hospitals in Hawaii and around the country. The menu of medical services doesn't have a set price tag. The bill for an appendectomy at one hospital may greatly vary from the one down the street. George Green says the reason is simple. We just have to look in the mirror. George Green is president and CEO of Healthcare Association of Hawaii, and he's on the phone with us this morning. Hi there.
Good morning.
Let's explain that last part, because you wrote an op-ed a couple of weeks ago where you detailed the facts that you can't just have some, you know, set menu for services. Everything is very much dependent upon the individual and what happens as things are in process during a procedure.
Right. It depends on the actual person and the care that they're receiving. You know, the term that I used in the op-ed is that we're not selling, or a hospital is not selling, a Big Mac. One broken leg does not look like another broken leg. There may be complications associated with one broken leg that are not associated with another. That person may be admitted, and he or she may be found to have additional comorbidities, which have to be addressed while they're in the hospital. So it's really hard to take a look at one case and compare it to another, because you have to look at the individual and the actual circumstances of their case when looking at the costs associated with the services that are provided to that individual.
So when people say, well, those prices should be a little bit more transparent, doesn't that mean that we need to have maybe a range of costs that people would be given so they can make an informed choice?
Well, I think with the information that has been published by CMS recently, people will be able to go online and start to take a look at different prices and different costs. At the Healthcare Association, we have entered a dialogue with our members to discuss billing and costs and reimbursement, and begin to figure out what direction we would like to go as an industry here in Hawaii as far as putting out additional information. We recently had a meeting with a partial group of our acute care CEOs to begin that dialogue, and our next steps are going to be having some discussions with our chief financial officers from the hospitals and looking at models across the country to figure out what needs to be part of that information, whether it be looking at the charity care hospital policies of hospitals, or looking at that what information should be included in the public information that is distributed. Because when we've looked at some different models, they seem to focus in on price, but there are really three areas. There's the price, there's the cost, and then there's the reimbursement, and they're all very different issues.
When you met with some of these acute care CEOs last week, that was after you wrote the op-ed on May 15th. Were they particularly sensitive to some of these issues in a different way now than they have been, say, 3 or 6 months ago?
I wouldn't say that they're more sensitive to the issues. These issues have always been in existence. I think that they realize that this is an issue that, again, is very complex. And over the years, there have been multiple attempts to try and explain these issues to consumers. And I think that they've just realized that we're going to have to redouble our efforts to try and explain this complex issue.
It's interesting that you use the word consumers, because once upon a time we would have said just patients. Mm-hmm. But over the last several decades, the issue of becoming more of a consumer of all kinds of services, including medical services, plus the pressure from insurers to have a more, you know, proactive stance in your own health care, has changed how people regard what they do when they see a doctor or when they go to see a doctor, perhaps how they choose an obstetrician. I mean, really looking at it from a consumerist perspective. Isn't that a good thing?
I think it is. I think as a patient or as a consumer, you always have to take a look at, number one, who's providing the best quality. And here in Hawaii, all of our providers are providing very high quality health care. And then number two, you always have to take a look at what makes the most sense for you financially.
Given the fact, though, that this has been a movement in process for a long time, George, didn't people in the healthcare industry anticipate that one of the first things that consumers were going to want to know about would be price?
I think that they have always, again, realized that the whole billing cost and reimbursement issue was a complex one. And again, I know that there have been attempts in the past to explain this issue. And again, it, with its complexity, I think that it's something that is really hard to digest by consumers or patients. Because most people, when they go in for any sort of service, they basically look at a bill and they look at that bill and those are their charges. And so that is really what they focus in on. What consumers and patients don't realize is that hospitals are providers of care. It's not the same situation as, say, you go into, let's say you're going to buy a car, which is an example that I often use. When you go in to buy a car, a consumer is a consumer, and a consumer can negotiate that price for that car to a certain extent, but the car dealer always has the final say as to how much they're going to sell that car for.
Right, and clearly with a hospital, they have their costs and they know what their reimbursement is, and they may be there as a nonprofit, but they still have to be able to cover their costs. And we know that those reimbursements that you talked about a little earlier for Medicare and Medicaid are going to be changing, so this is not going to get any less complex.
That's right.
That mean now for people who are really stuck and who are looking at bills and they don't necessarily know everything that that bill means, or they may find an error on that bill?
Well, the good news is that all facilities have patient advocates and billing professionals who will work with patients to not only explain those bills, but in the cases where they cannot afford to pay those bills, they will work with them depending on what their financial situation is. But what I was referencing or alluding to earlier is that over 60% of the consumers of healthcare are Medicare and Medicaid. And with regard to that patient population, hospitals have no say as to what their reimbursement will be. Whether it's the Medicare or Medicaid, they set their payment scales, and those payments are below the cost of hospitals, and hospitals have no say so.
No, but that means that they have to pick up the cost someplace else, don't they? Otherwise, they're going to be out of pocket.
That's right. And even when you look here in Hawaii, let's focus in on Hawaii. If you look at Medicare, Medicaid, and commercial payers, Hawaii hospitals on average are still receiving about 10% less than cost in reimbursement. And one of the things that I think people don't understand is that hospitals on a continual basis have to go out and seek charitable contributions. And on average, without those charitable contributions, hospitals would lose on all of the care that they provide.
George, we're going to have to leave it there for the moment. I know you have more meetings scheduled with providers, and we'll be checking in with you to see how this develops. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
George Green is president and CEO of the Healthcare Association of Hawaii and represents the continuum of care in our state from providers to hospitals. And as you heard, this is a developing story, and we'll continue to follow what happens and what it means for you and your hospital bill.